Hello everyone, I'm Damien from Team Social Voice and listening to the second episode of our podcast. And today we're going to talk about plastic that's made out of milk.
I heard that, Amon. I've already made a plastic out of milk before. I think we can...
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
really? That's so cool.
Yeah, I've made plastic from milk like 2 weeks ago with my friends. Well, it was pretty easy. You can just make it from milk and a little bit of vinegar. And it takes around an hour. So have you guys made it before?
No. I have a question. Like, you know, like there's a lot of milk, right? Like cow milk, there's
Like whole milk or...
What kind? Is it depend on anything?
I just used regular milk. But in the article, it said the whole milk works better.
And it should be denser, so it's like, if it's more dense, like there's more material gonna be just like squashed into one piece, and that's gonna be your plastic later on. But I have another question also. How do you feel like it? Does it feel like plastic or something else?
It actually felt pretty much like plastic. It was very light.
Is it flexible?
It's not flexible at all.
Oh, is it like actual plastic?
Yeah, it's like actual plastic. And if you want, you can just paint it or you can just shape it into any shape. So it's pretty fun. Like,
does it smell?
No at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But a little bit like cheese.
Can you can't eat it. Well, can you eat it?
No.
Like, it's milk and vinegar, right?
Yes.
You can eat it if you want to.
True.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's going to be good
it's
for you.
It's biodegradable, so you can eat it. But you don't feel good.
You won't feel good.
Amon, how long does the plastic last? Does it only work for a month and it will disintegrate, or you can use it over a few years' time?
Actually, I'm not sure, but it looked like pretty strong, and it's been like a few weeks, but the shape didn't change at all. So I think it's very strong, unless you put it somewhere in the water or in the environment. So.
But what do you guys think? Can this be useful?
I saw in one article that it was really common during like the war times. They used this method actually to create buttons and like small plastic pieces out of milk. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, addition to power, like in the one of the articles, it says early 19th until about 1945, like which is like
World
during
War
the II. World War II, the milk, the plastic, was commonly used, so it says like even it was used to make jewelry for Queen in England, so it was like a surprise to me because as you said, it smells right.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean, too, I didn't.
There's a lot of like positive impact. Of course, I have a few in mind that can be a bit of a negative, but then the biggest part, I think, is that it's not going to harm the environment. It's not going to pollute. I researched recently that normal plastics we currently use, it melts like after 450 to 600 years in the ocean. But compared to that, if we use the milk plastic, then, as you said, it's easier to break down and it's easier to melt. So again, it's environmental friendly.
At what do you think is the negative part of it?
I think like what I was concerned was the cows, like vegetarian for example, won't be able to really use it, you know?
Yeah, it really depends on what kind of belief they are following. But that's one thing I was concerned as well, like overconsumption of these milks will be, because for me, like milk is something you drink.
So I think it's a very good way to tell children, for example, that, you know, plastic can be made from something around us.
There is a limit, but we can like do experiments with kids, so we can tell those new children about these to not harm the ocean and the environment.
We have a request from Damien if we could do like a mini debate. So let's debate about if this milk plastic can actually be used in reality or not.
So I don't think it can be used in reality.
Same.
Yeah, I think everyone.
Yeah, I don't think it can be used in reality.
Right.
Well, I think that it depends on what you're using it for. Then
same. I'm on the same side as Samuel.
If you're using it for water, then of course the normal conventional plastic would work the best. But if you're talking about, like, you know, to store your food or things like that, I think that it's a great alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And what's more is that in, like, less developed countries, it's more accessible. They're more, they can do it themselves, and it's cheaper option as well.
Mm. Also, it's like, we can make it, right? Like, if
yeah,
we are told that, okay, make plastic, then we can't really make plastic without any, like, machines, I believe. But then, like, if it's milk plastic, then as Alan did, we can actually create plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really handy too.
But you know, like, the normal plastic is flexible, right? Like, it can, like, go like gusha gusha.
Yeah.
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 I don't know how to say it. I could be like, like, we can, like, squeeze it, but, like, it could become, like, messy.
Mm.
Like, plastic bag. Mm. Like, the milk plastic isn't flexible, as Amon said. So, like, I don't think we can use it as a plastic bag.
Yeah.
As if we're right now.
Well, we need, like, scientists to research further
yeah.
to, like, make it closer to plastic so we can use it in reality.
Yeah. But first of all, like, it needs to be durable, because, like, most of us are using these stuff as a plastic bag, or it's like just more like huge uses
mm-hmm.
of plastics, right? And yeah, in my opinion, I think it's not possible right now to do that kind of stuff with milk plastic.
Need more research.
Yeah, so there needs to be more research. But if this research goes successful and there's more stuff to do, and yeah, if there's like more usage, I think that will be a great way to, like, consider our future.
Okay, let's conclude. So, Damien, could you just conclude this?
Okay, sure. Whatever opinion you have on this topic, the most important thing is that, you know, we have to start by saving the environment ourselves. As Steve Jobs once said, to change the world, you must start by changing yourself. And we should work together to make the environment more sustainable and for future generations to enjoy as well.
Remember, oceans for generations, lives for generations. See you in next episode.
Bye!